Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
You are now listening to ChairShot Radio. Always use your head.
That's right. It must be Tuesday. It's got to be Tuesday because I am sitting here with David Ungar looking at some NHL preseason predictions. And Dave's already giving me a hard time, everyone. We haven't even started the show, and Dave's mocking my feelings regarding the NHL Western Conference and where I see things going. So this is already shaping up to be a great show. Welcome everyone into your Tuesday edition of Chair Shot Radio. As I mentioned before, my name is Patrick O'Dowd. I'm accompanied by Dave Ungar. We are here to talk NHL all season, and we're in part two of our preview of the NHL. We last week covered the Eastern Conference, where Dave and I were both in agreement, I think, if I remember correctly, that Tampa Bay is the team to beat in the Eastern Conference, and we don't see anything to really change that, though Dave and I were in a different place in terms of who could be the team to push it. Dave, going with the Islanders, which the NHL agrees with you, by the way, Dave. If you look at their latest article on the Super 16 rankings, they've got the Islanders has pushed them, though right behind them was my pick, the Carolina Hurricanes. So the Islanders were number four, the Hurricanes were number five, and they had a couple of Western Conference teams that we're going to talk about in between there. And just to point it out, number two in their power rank, or in their Super 16 or whatever they call it, the team I say is going to win the West. And number three is the team who I say, if number two doesn't win the West, is going to win the West. So you can check that out over on NHL.com. But we're going to get to it. We're like we talked about last week. And Dave, I'm sorry. How you doing? How you doing this fine day? We're on the wings of Bandwagon Nerds 100, hashtag BWN100. Great episode. Everybody go back and listen to it.
It's a great episode, and we don't know what happened yet. That's the beauty of
kayfabe
recording.
You couldn't keep the kayfabe. I set you up, and you had to spoil it. That's right. We can share with full knowledge that we had one heck of an interview with Omar Spahi for hashtag BWN100 that will be a part of that episode, and that we will release later on in the week as its own individual little pod. Talked to the kingpin himself and got that worked out. So, but here it is. Yes, it's Tuesday. We're covering the Western Conference. We've got to go through the Pacific and the Central. We are going to save my disappointing team for last, and we'll cover the Central second, and we'll cover the Pacific first. But before we do any of that, we of course have to hit the music. Play it up. All right, so the Seattle Kraken going to win the Pacific, right? That's what we're predicting.
No, I don't see that.
What?
Happen. No.
Pull of Vegas.
That's not, the problem. Is
they didn't get the best of the best out of every team and create an instant playoff team out of this draft.
They could be a dark horse playoff team, yes, but yeah. I think Vegas kind of ruined it for them because they're not going to sneak up. After what Vegas did, Seattle's not sneaking up on anybody. They're not going to say, an expansion team. They suck, because they won't.
They're going to be okay. I will say this. The NHL changed the expansion draft rules because of the way Vegas drafted. And they were right. Like, every team got gutted. Or not gutted, but like Vegas really did get to pick some banger talent to put on their team, on their team for the conference. But I don't see them being a team that cruises into the playoffs kind of the way like Vegas caught everybody's by surprise and was really good, made the finals their first year, right?
First year, yeah. The Caps beat them in five games. Yeah, the problem with Vegas is by the time everybody realized that they were really good, it was too late, and they'd gotten all that confidence, momentum, and knew how to play together, and right. They just steamrolled the West that year.
Right. And here's the thing is, as we look at the Pacific Division in the Western Conference, Dave, I don't think it's a crazy statement to say that we are once again going to see the Golden Knights coming out of that division on top. I mean, just looking at what last year, they 190 points. They were 40-14-2. And they didn't really like, what did they really lose? They traded Marc-Andre Fleury to Chicago, and they're going to rely on Robin. How do you pronounce his last name?
Leonard,
to be the man at goal. And so that's going to be okay. They added a couple of forwards to help with their power play, and that is probably their biggest problem. And it showed up in the playoffs as they were just abysmal on the power play and getting bounced. So, yeah, I think it's Las Vegas' division to lose. And Dave, prove me wrong.
No, I would have to tend to agree with you. It is Vegas' division to lose. They didn't lose, hardly anything, like you said. I mean, trading Fleury to Chicago, Leonard played in the playoffs, and with the exception of a few notable games, like I think game one against Colorado, we got lit up like a Christmas tree. And then they put Fleury back in, and that stabilized that series. But I think that was the plan, was to go with him. And Fleury's somebody who they obviously had a lot of success with him, but at this point Vegas is going in a different direction. Yeah, like you said, they got Dadonov and added him to the mix. Vegas was right there. They got to the Final Four and ran into, a hot goalie, Carey Price. Carey Price, yep, took them right out of it, and they couldn't overcome that. But yeah, Vegas would be the team that I think would be there. I think they will get pushed by Edmonton, to be real with you. I think Edmonton.
Well, you can't deny Connor McDavid.
No.
Right?
No.
Like, he's the best player in hockey. And I think it's hands down. Like, I don't even think it's close. Right? Like, he's the best player in hockey.
No, he is. He is. You've got Connor McDavid. You've got Edmonton keeps taking little steps. They flamed out massively in the playoffs last year. We all know that. So they need to take another step forward. Just kind of looking at the Pacific Division, clearly the Central is the stronger by far of the two Western Conference divisions. But I think if there is a team, a surprise team other than the Kraken coming out of the Pacific, it might be the LA Kings. And the Kings might be a team that that, you know, they hung around for a while last year and then they just ran out of talent and they couldn't compete any longer. But they're a team because you got to figure, you know, if you're looking at the Pacific and saying, well, we know three teams are coming out of there. And I think you can pencil in Vegas and Edmonton pretty securely. After that, though, you know, Seattle, Calgary, Anaheim is terrible. Vancouver might be, but I got burned with them last year, so I'm not picking them.
So you're just not trusting them.
I don't trust them at all. And yeah, and LA is the team that, if I had to say right now, my pick for the third team to come out of there is going to be the LA Kings. I'm going Vegas, Edmonton, LA right now. I just think the Kings are starting to get back, and not back to where they were, but moving in that direction. And I like
that trending up. You will.
Yeah. And I mean, the Sharks are kind of,
yeah, I was gonna say, what about the Sharks?
They're just kind of a mess. Anaheim's not good at all. I just don't see those teams out there yet. I do like the Kings have got some pieces in place. I think the Sharks are a couple years away. Anaheim's probably even more, you know, they lost Corey Perry went to Tampa. Right,
no, I'm noting you're not really talking up Calgary at all. It's stunned that I am.
Calgary's an enigma to me. They're so hard to place because the years that you think they're going to do well, they just suck, and the years you don't expect anything of them, they rise to the forefront. So that means they're probably going to
this could be their year.
They could easily get third, but I really see this as a two team race. It's Vegas, it's Edmonton, and then a dogfight for that third playoff spot.
So if we were going to do an NFL comp for the Pacific Division, to me, it's like it's so top heavy. It reminds me of the NFC Central. The NFC East. The NFC Central, where it's, you have one team that is clearly above everybody else in the Green Bay Packers. Like, and as a Bears fan, it pains me to say this. I don't see another team, and it's a little bit smaller. That's why, you know, you've got two teams here in the Pacific, in Vegas and Edmonton, who I think are clearly the top tier of the division. And then you've got a lot of this like sort of hodgepodge in the middle. And, you know, you said nothing about Calgary. Calgary is one of those up and down teams. They're like the Minnesota Vikings. Like, they can be really, really good one year, and then the next year they're in the toilet. And I think they're due for a good year. I think this might be the year where they take that third playoff spot out of the Pacific.
Yeah, I'd say if you're going to look for the best bets for that third spot, I'd probably say, yeah, L.A. or Calgary, with Seattle and Vancouver kind of not too far off. I think you can summarily dismiss San Jose and Anaheim this year. They're like Ottawa or Detroit or Columbus or something like that. And we all saw how great Columbus was last night. But
you know, Anaheim just needs to get – you know, Fulton Reed back, and they need to get, you know, Haberman back, and
Jaguar.
We need
Jaguar in goal.
We need to get I'm sorry, that's the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah. Not the real Ducks.
Get Coach Gordon Bombay out of retirement to help the team. Adam Banks, he was always a talent. He was a talented center. Suit him up. Get him out there, Anaheim.
I agree. They need something.
Right. I think this puppy.
Sorry. Go ahead.
NHL fans, I am going to say this. No matter where, if you are not out in Canada and out on the Pacific time zone and you have the NHL network, do yourself a favor and check listings, though, and watch Edmonton play, if for no other reason to watch Connor McDavid, because it is worth the time. He is the best. He is the best that hockey has to offer right now, in my opinion. And he's something always happens when he has the puck, and that's always exciting to watch. So please, please, please check your local listings every now and again and hope they don't get blacked out, and check them out.
Yeah. Edmonton's a fun team. Lots of potential. We'll see if they can actually come through this year.
Excellent. All right. Well, I feel pretty comfortable with that. That was quick. When we wrap that up in like 13 minutes, not bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the easy division. It's two teams and then a lot of maybes and what ifs.
Iffiness on the back end. All right, well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Actually, I say quick commercial break. It's going to be a 1 minute and 16 second commercial break. But before I do that, I am going to just encourage you all that if you love what we're doing over here in the Chair Shot Radio and the Chair Shot Radio Network, please head over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and invest in one of our mini t-shirt designs. We have all kinds of great options out there for you, be it sayings from the shows like hashtag save tag team wrestling, to shirts for the shows themselves like bandwagon nerds, to even the OG Chair Shot logo. A lot of great stuff over there. And we really, really do appreciate your support. We put out premium content every single day. And in order to keep that stuff going, we need support from you, the fans. And the best way to support us is to head over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Shirts run at $19.99 for your standard style, or if you want something that feels nice on your giblets, get it soft style for a few dollars more. Once again, that site is prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. When we come back, Dave and I are going to preview the Central Division of the Western Conference. You're listening to Chair Shot Radio on the Chair Shot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Go to powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT. Get your free month. Again, that's powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. And Dave, not feeling good about my Blues.
No? Playoff, I'm not playoff team or not?
Wait. I'm not feeling bad about my Blues. I was thoroughly disappointed in a team that defensively was really, really bad last year by their standards. You know, to be like, I think they ranked like 22nd in like goals against or something. It was not the team that they were. And, you know, we lost some key pieces to injury, and maybe that had something to do with it. But I don't know. And here's the thing is, this is a team with a little bit of turmoil within its ranks when arguably its best player for the last decade requested a trade in May. He hasn't been traded yet. He's still there, and he's he's doing his job. He's playing well in Vladimir Tarasenko, but he doesn't want to be there. And that weighs on a team, you know. And we did add some scoring. We added Brandon Saad and Pavel Buchnevich.
That's a good pickup for them.
But, you know, to go and you know, a lot of people are saying Saad's going to play along with Tarasenko and Robert Thomas to start the season. Like, that'll be the one line. But I don't know. Like, I think Jordan Binnington came back to earth a little bit in goal over the last couple of seasons since winning the cup. And really since the break, you know, the break that the Blues had to take when they were really, really good during the COVID season until that break happened. And then all of a sudden they were just not the same team. And they haven't been the same team since. So it's really on Greg Berube to get that team back and get it back to being a hard hitting, just like they were a real physical team. You know, they weren't going to blow you away with speed, but they were going to knock you on your ass, and they don't do it right now.
No, you're right.
And I don't see them competing with what I think is the best team in the Western Conference in the Colorado Avalanche. Like, and I mean, we saw it in four games. They skated circles around us, scored in their sleep. There was no shot.
It was not a competitive series. And that was a wake up call for, I think, a lot of Blues fans out there that
no,
you guys were not competitive at all.
You heard me talk about it on this podcast.
Yeah,
I was like, no chance. I call a sweep or did I call one game?
I thought we called in five. I don't remember, but
right.
I know, but I called it in five.
But it was not a series. It was not a series at all. And it was like the Avalanche were toying with the Blues.
Well, they were. And the reason right. is exactly what you were saying. The Blues were not physical enough. If you're going to beat a team like Colorado, you've got to get physical and wear them down, which is what Vegas did in seven games against. I mean, it's one thing when like a team like Vegas can match Colorado with speed and skill. But they've got the physical presence that you can wear the, because Colorado is not a very, and this is the problem. I mean, if we're going to get into this, here's the thing about this division. I think five teams come out of this division for the playoffs. I really do.
It's not crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dallas is really good. Colorado's really good.
St. Louis will be there. Stops. Here's the team that's going to make the playoffs is Chicago. I think Fleury is going to stabilize that team and they're going to be good enough to get in as the number eight seed. Yet when you look at this division, you say, well, Colorado's clearly, you know, head and shoulders above the rest, or it would seem. Minnesota, though, was very good. Winnipeg's going to be much better this year. And you saw go ahead, man.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I just say, you saw Winnipeg, they handled Edmonton like almost comparable to what Colorado did to St. Louis. I mean, it was a little bit more competitive, still a sweep. And that came out of nowhere. But now Hallerbuck is, I think that's their goalie's name. They got some defensive help. They're going to be a better team. I like Winnipeg as number two, honestly, out of this division.
And yet you haven't even mentioned the team that's due for a bounce back after starting super, super late. Dallas is no slouch.
No.
Like, they're not bad. Minnesota, you know, or I'm sorry, not Minnesota, Nashville. They're always here's the thing in the Western Conference is there's no easy out. Like there's no Arizona is it. Like we've talked about what seven of the eight teams or whatever it is. And we're like any of these teams, like there's no days off.
There's not any one of the teams in this division could conceivably make the playoffs. Cause I think you're with me on this. I don't see the Pacific as getting any wildcard teams in there because it's going to be hard enough for one of those teams to slip into that third spot. But you look at how loaded the Central is, and yeah, you can make the argument every single team there has a legit shot of qualifying for the playoffs.
I'm not going to say Arizona.
Arizona, probably not. Nashville is iffy. But the rest of them, they're right there. I think your Blues get in.
I think they will too. I do think that injuries had a lot to do with what happened to them last year, you know, and they sort of squeaked in. At the beginning of the season, they were right up there with Colorado and you know, was trading position. So it's not unheard of. It's just you got to be healthy. you know, and I also think that they really, that first year without Pietrangelo hurt them a lot. Like, I think that they needed to find, and I don't know who, if they have found that leader yet, but, you know, I think they missed him. I think they really did. And I think absolutely. That made a big difference.
And he went to Vegas, right?
Right. He went to Vegas and played very, very well.
Saw what he did.
So I think the other thing that's worth pointing out, we talked about this last year, and I like your pick of Chicago to make it to the playoffs. They were very, very, very much a team on the rise last year. And I remember who I was trying to remember who the last guy who was out for a long, Colton Parenko was out a lot last year for the Blues. That's who I was trying to remember. But you know, we look at what the Blackhawks have going. They're that young. They were that young, hungry team last year, looking for something to prove, and they were dangerous. I think this year they take the step forward.
Yeah, and I think. And I know you've got no love for the Chicago Blackhawks. That's no secret.
No, not at all.
But the NHL, when the Blackhawks are good, the NHL is better. It's like when the Knicks are good, the NBA is better. It's just better for the league as a whole. I think, and I feel like Fleury's a big addition to them. That adds veteran leadership, proven winner, you know, and all the drama with the trade and whether he's going to retire seems to be in the rearview mirror. And now you've got him coming back with something to prove. And you've got enough of a young core with Chicago that, yeah, I definitely think they take the step forward and get that 8 seed. I would say St. Louis probably is the first wild card out of here right now with you. And I'm going to say Colorado. Well, that's hard, though. I mean, if you're saying Colorado, Winnipeg, Minnesota, and then where does that leave? And then Dallas and St. Louis and Chicago fighting for those last ones. But I would probably almost leave. Ah, man, that's hard. If I have to,
all right. Well, you know what else is hard? Oh, go ahead.
If I have to pick, what I'd probably say, you know, maybe Chicago sneaks in out of Dallas, but that's difficult.
Cool. All right. Well, Dave, last week we picked Tampa Bay to get to the Stanley Cup Finals out of the Eastern Conference. Who is your all too early pick out of the Western Conference to go to the Stanley Cup Finals?
I think Vegas gets it done this year. I think Colorado still doesn't thrill me on defense. And that's my concern with them. I don't think they're physical enough. I don't think they have the size enough to go the whole way. I think Vegas does. If they can avoid some ridiculously red hot goalie, and then I think this is it. I think this is, we get Tampa and Vegas in the Stanley Cup this year.
I agree with you on your Tampa Bay pick. I'm going to go to the other side of the spectrum, I'm going to go to the team that you just mentioned. I think this year is Colorado's year. I think that they're young, they're fast. I don't think their defense is as bad as you want it to be. And the way they play, they challenge you to score with them. And I think that that's going to carry them further as they've gotten just another year of experience on a relatively young team that's still got all its pieces in place. That's my pick. So Colorado versus Tampa Bay. And I'm going to pick the Avalanche this year to win the cup and hoist it out of that final. Who do you have hoisting the cup out of Tampa Bay and Vegas?
I have a very happy PC Tunney celebrating a third consecutive championship and the true solidification of a dynasty in Tampa Bay. I don't see anybody beating him.
That's nothing short of historic if that comes to be. All right, we're going to go, but before we go, I do have to get your reaction to the news from yesterday that your boy Ovi, Alex Ovechkin, leaves the preseason finale with the ever-popular NHL phrase, lower body injury. I haven't looked to see if there's been any new word. Your feelings?
He's getting looked at today. I saw the video of it. I'll be honest with you. It didn't look that good. And I think it probably a hyperextended knee. Hopefully it's just a knee sprain. It's going to be... Yeah, that's going to be a problem if he's out, because you've got, what we didn't mention last week is Nick Backstrom, who may be their most valuable player other than Ovi, is out as well. I like, it'll help them get a look at some of the younger guys, Connor McMichael, Hendricks Laperriere, if I'm pronouncing that right. But yeah, I, 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 I'm a little bit concerned. I don't think it's like season ending or something, and they're going to look at it more today, but it's a concern, you know, that the way that went down, and he clearly wasn't putting much weight on the knee, on the leg, on the way off the ice. So yeah, I mean, when you're talking about losing your franchise player, suddenly the Caps are now in the same position as the Penguins, and we didn't pick the Penguins to make the playoffs. So you could very easily see the Washington Capitals slipping right out of playoff. If Ovi's gone, if Backstrom's gone, they're no different than the Pens with Sid and Malkin gone. So it's, yeah, from a Caps fan's perspective, it's concerning. At least they finished the preseason on a kind of up note, but we'll see. What are you going to say?
There you go, folks. David Ungar with his weekly update where he gives up on his team. All right. That's going to do it for Chair Shot Radio Tuesday edition this week. Dave, remind everybody where they can find you out there in the interwebs.
You can find me on Twitter at AttitudeAg, that is at AttitudeAGG, and on Facebook.com/Attitude of Aggression. And of course, make sure you tune in to the 100th episode of Bandwagon Nerds, because we know at least 36 minutes of it is great. So.
Indeed, indeed. And you can follow me on the Twitter at Wrestling Realist. That is at WRESTLNGREALIST. That's going to do it for Chair Shot Radio this week. Next week, we're going to have actual games to talk about, Dave. So I'm very, very excited. We'll have our all too early overreactions, hot takes, all of it'll be there. We're going to blow up the whole season and then start it all over. Until then, everyone, you have been listening to Chair Shot Radio Tuesday on the Chair Shot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com. We'll see you next week.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.